What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's
free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad-free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
And we're live.
Just like that, we're live. Wow.
And we are live. We are on the air.
I just want to formally apologize for being hangry in the last episode. I listened to parts of it, man. I cannot do
that. Which, the bonus? Which one?
Yeah, both. I'm committing to not recording on an empty stomach anymore. I got to put something
you weren't
in
that,
there.
No, but you weren't that angry in the first episode. What are you talking about?
I feel like I was a bit hangry.
Angry about what, though?
No, just like I hadn't, like hangry, like Snickers style. Like I didn't eat, so I was, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, the second episode, it was because of, I'm not going to name any names, but it was because of certain ET host.
It was.
That got you heated. Me too.
No,
I mean,
we
both were. But in the first episode, I don't remember any particular instances where you were,
I think I just would have had a better sense of humor if I, had eaten some delicious pussy or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Or maybe some oatmeal or something like that.
Yeah, oatmeal or delicious pussy, either one.
Or some pussy. Yeah.
I'm drinking, so I bought matcha tea. That's like...
Oh, dude, matcha's the best.
Yeah, but it kind of tastes like fish food.
You've had fish food before?
Or like the smell of fish food. It kind of feels like it's the same thing.
When's the last time you smelt fish food?
I sprinkle some on before I eat some pussy. I'll just season her pussy with a little bit of fish food and then just go to work.
Pussy is fish food. I'm sorry.
How fucking offended would you be if, like, right before, like, a dude eating pussy, he just pulls out like a flavored lip balm and he's like, I'm just gonna take care of this real quick. I'm just gonna make this a little bit better for me. Hold on.
Oh, and then did it to the...
Yeah, did it to the pussy. Oh, just like, you
no.
know.
Just... Oh. Lip balm.
Yeah, just a little bit on the edges. Or you put a Vicks vapor rub right above it. Just right on the... Vicks vapor rub on the upper...
Oh, my God.
On the puss bone. And then he can just let the fumes go into the nose. That's how you treat coronavirus, actually. We're not going
to
talk about it.
No, you have to. No, you have to. We're not going to talk about the virus, but we're not going to talk about it. Okay.
But
if you are going to eat box during these times, you do have to wear an N95 mask while
you're
doing it.
Yeah, you have to eat. You have to eat it out through the mask. That's how you know if you're a real man.
If you can make her come
through the mask.
Through the mask.
Yeah.
She also has to wear one though.
Yeah. During a blowjob. Which is fine because I would probably hit about the same depth, so it's all
yeah,
right.
Exactly. It doesn't make any difference.
God damn, dude! What I think what's so funny about this is
Jared. Thank you for the bits.
Oh, are you live?
Appreciate it. I'm live streaming our old podcast.
Patreoners are like these motherfuckers. I think what's crazy is we went from one extreme of basically living with each other for 6 months to never seeing each other at all.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of...
That's true.
It's kind of wild, but...
It is crazy. I mean, for people who are watching this, you can probably tell we have to do this virtually now because we're basically... I'm trying to leave my house as little as I can. I mean, I didn't leave at all yesterday. I haven't showered in... almost 2 days now.
Oh my God. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, it's weird. Like, you have to remember to do it. Yesterday, I just totally forgot. I got busy, and then I was going to bed, and I was like, did I shower today?
Yeah, no. I'll give you that.
Just forget.
I'm just big on, like, not being musty, so I have to get in there. First thing.
That's the first thing you do?
Yeah, definitely. First thing in the shower. Have to.
You don't like check Twitter, you don't like sit down at your computer with a cup of coffee. You just go straight to the shower.
I mean, no. I'll sit on my phone for a bit in bed, but then I go straight to the shower. Yeah, have to.
But it's like before you do anything productive, you got
to
yes. shower.
Yeah, have to. I mean, sometimes when we have those days, like when we're busy as shit, I'll bail. I'll do it later, but I try to do it right when I wake up.
Yeah, no, I should probably do that, especially now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll only, because then I'll be like, well, I want to run later. And so I'm not going to shower now. I'll just wait till after I run. And then I don't run.
Bro, you out there running? You're bold, man.
I've been out running, like, every day. But, like, there's nobody really... I mean, there's people around, but I'm staying within 5 feet of them. It's probably... I mean, it's... I read an article that says, like, if you're around somebody who has it, you have, like, a 5% chance of getting it if you've been in a room with them for a little while.
Yeah, well,
it's just like extended amounts of exposure to one person. That's when the chance goes up.
Oh, typically when I go running, I stop to make out with everyone I see. So that's my problem. Is that
a
little runner's kiss.
That's what it's called, little runner's peck. It's hey. Nice, a little motive. You know, like in a marathon when people are cheering you on and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah,
that just thing. Happens around here. People will just be like, "You want a little? Keep going, bud. Give you a little pat on the butt."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you grab on the ass too, just a little bit, right before the pat. Just a little little squeeze and then a slap. You're doing great, buddy. Thank you.
Keeps me going, though. It really does.
So, you know, it gets kind of concerning when I'm having to stop and kiss all these people on my run. Just, what can I do? I don't know. I don't, you know, but we're not going to talk about it.
We're not going to talk about the virus. We're definitely not going to talk about it. We got a few heated comments on the Patreon of people being like, we got to deal with this shit all day, and then we got to come on here for an escape.
Stop.
Okay, we're not going to talk about it. Fine. We're not going to talk about it. It's not, you know, it's just...
Okay, here's one thing we can talk about. Someone sent me this. You know, apparently there's a Twitter thread of like a COVID kink. So fucking insensitive. I didn't bother to look it up, but I don't know, because I thought it was funnier, like, to imagine what the COVID kink could be. Like, what is that even? Like, you just want to have, you're into people with a temperature? Or like...
I'm guessing it's probably like, you're into the idea of someone in, like, infecting you with something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Or vice versa. You want to infect someone with something.
Oh.
I think that's a real kink.
Is getting infected?
Yeah, I think.
That's wild. But, you know, we're not going to talk
about
it.
But I want to see that. Wait, send me that Twitter. Yeah, we're not going to talk about it, but send me the thread.
Someone just mentioned it to me, I think, on stream or, like, after stream. Like, they just pointed it out to me, like, there's a fucking...
Gotcha, but you didn't actually see it.
No, I didn't go look it up at covidsexy.com. I didn't go look that up at all.
COVID sexy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sexy. Real COVID babes in your area?
COVIDvixens.com.
Coughhub.com.
Oh, God. I know that shit's all over Pornhub right now. Oops.
Yeah, just people coughing on each other.
Oh.
Cough on my dick. Cough on my dick. Do it.
Like you when I cough on your pussy.
Oh,
cough
yeah.
On it, cough on it.
Yeah,
come on.
Cough into my pussy right there.
How the fuck are we going to make it to the bonus episode, dude? This is too much laughter. Dude, thank you for the
Brittany,
bits.
Thank you for the bits. Appreciate that.
Dude, this is like the worst. Like, this is the worst thing I could say, but I have to be so honest about this. I made a joke on stream yesterday, and it was just kind of like in my head, and it was funny, right? Like, I kind of had a chuckle in my head, like, oh, that's funny. And then Siva was like, bro, I am dying. Because I was roasting this girl on a TikTok, and I said she looked like, I'm not going to spoil it, but Siva then sent me a picture of the reference, and like, I had this laugh that I haven't had in a fucking minute. Like, I haven't, since quarantine, I've not laughed that hard at anything. And I felt like such a dick for laughing at my own joke like that. But, but it just, it, when I saw the reference, I like, I've never.
You unintentionally nailed it.
Yeah. And then I've never had to stream. You know that feeling you get like after you laugh at something really hard where like you fucking need a second? Like you just like, yeah. You're gassed. I've never had that feeling. And I felt like I was going to pass out for like an hour and a half. There's all these fucking LED lights pointed in my head. And basically, you know, that's like the comedian's orgasm, I guess. It's like, you only hit it every once in a while. I don't know, man. It was such a weird sensation. I legit, it was like the worst I've been on stream. I'm like stumbling. Like, give me a second. Anyway.
Because you're spent.
I was spent, man.
You rocked your own world.
I did. I hit my own G-spot on stream.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. We got to do that, man. We got to go do spots once comedy clubs open back up, and we just got to do a bit. You know, we take like where we one of us gets on stage and pretends to come from laughter at his own shit, and then just sit on the stool for the remainder of the set and be like, "Oh my god,
oh god, that was awesome."
Was that as Thank good you for you as it so was for much. Me?
Oh. Oh, when can I see you next?
God, we should do this more often. This is honestly. What are your names?
You guys were so good.
Listen, I've got an Uber for everyone. You guys got to get out of here, though. It's really nice.
I'm going to take a nap. Did you watch Lil Dicky's show yet?
Yeah. I'm a couple
you
episodes. I was in and out, but like, I think I am caught up. I am.
I think the most recent one is one with the sex doll, or the bottom half.
Yeah, and he fuck. Dude, Alina's never seen one of those. And I had one of those moments where, like, I know something that I'm ashamed of, you know what I'm saying?
She's like, are those real? And you're like, oh, my guess is as good as yours.
How do I, yeah.
Couldn't, don't know.
Emptying my fucking Amazon cart. I have no clue.
Erasing your history.
That's disgusting. It's probably custom made for the show. There's no way.
That thing falling out of the fucking shower.
Oh, bro.
When she's on the toilet and her screaming, I died at that shit. Just the disgusting texture of that thing.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The bouncy, stupid legs fall out of the shower. And she's like, do you fuck that thing? And he's like, she's like, sorry, make love to it.
Oh my God, dude.
So fucking funny, man.
Owning the lower half of a woman is just so fucking, it's just so rude. Dude, poster, oh
so
my God.
So crude. And then, they never like talk about it. Every time he comes, he looks up and it's there.
It's so fucking funny.
And it's the most like cliche Drake poster of all time.
It's so goddamn funny, man.
Yeah.
Mm.
Really funny. Did you? So let. Can we talk about Tiger King?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's get into that.
Can we just go off on that for?
And big, big spoiler alert. He's gay. So I don't know if. I don't know what, if any, what, you know, if any homophobic people were going into this series, you know, he better not be gay. If that was a deterrent for you, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's gay.
He's our, yeah, if there was any, like, yeah, exactly. Fucking, I was just going to say, like, gun-toting dudes who are like, I like this guy.
And better not.
He's my type of dude, you know?
Better not be into but dudes.
He better not be into them, though. He is. He's very gay.
Oh, man. Dang it.
Yeah.
Now, he, Joe, the Tiger King, what the fuck? Where do you even start with that story? It is, holy shit.
How many episodes did you watch?
I finished it. Unreal.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, we did too last night. It's, I couldn't fucking believe the twit, like the turns that show went.
Oh man, and just to Tarantino the shit to like go all the way to the end, to fucking that the dude who managed his campaign, we're just gonna speak freely about the shit.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Just fast forward if you haven't watched it,
or just pause it, go spend 6 hours, and come right back.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. It's the best show I've seen in such a long time.
Oh yeah, yeah,
best now, like documentary.
When that dude was like. You know, the biggest irony is that the whole thing became about people and no one is even talking about saving these animals. I was like, oh, I know. My God.
I know. Me too. I was like, holy fuck, you're right.
Yeah.
They're all so like weirdly vain.
Yeah.
Like, what is it about these people that are obsessed with these big cats that make them also just fucking obsessed with themselves?
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
It's such a... You know, it's like, you know what? Okay, sorry, my brain's like going off. But you know, the first thing that jumped out at me. Do you remember a while back, there was this guy. He was in like a bunch of YouTubers' videos, and he had like exotic like reptiles and stuff. Do you remember?
Yeah,
he was like the first thing that came to my mind as I'm watching this, and I thought, holy fuck, is he one of these people? Like, you know, and I'm not trying to throw him under the bus or anything, but it made me question. Anytime like I've had the opportunity to see an exotic animal. And that guy Jeff who ran that fucking business in Vegas, I remember that fucking bus. Do you remember that bus?
No.
Dude, I remember that fucking bus. I saw that shit.
What do you mean you remember? Like you saw ads for it?
Yeah, and my mind just being blown like, holy fuck, that's what that was? Like I distinctly remember that bus. I had no clue, you know, what it meant. I thought it was like a fucking like Siegfried and Roy type ad, like there's some show at a casino with tigers and shit.
Bro, that what a piece of shit that guy was.
Oh,
holy hell, dude.
Oh my God.
That last scene where he's sitting with his pregnant wife, mm-hmm. and he's like, yep, we're gonna induce labor in like a week and then we're gonna get her back in the gym.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, holy fuck, dude. Yeah. And then he's like, and we're getting a nanny too. Look it. And he holds up a picture of her and he's like,
so bad.
She said we could get one if I get to pick her. I was like, Jesus fuck, you slimy dick.
Yeah, yeah. You think his dick's actually slimy?
Yeah, I bet you he's got like a real, just, yeah, like super slimy dick, like a worm.
It's like old chicken.
Yeah.
Just smells sour. Anyway, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to jump all over with the damn documentary, but no, it kind of blew my mind how that dude... Who's the guy who like built the cult out of it?
What was his name?
Let me
forget.
Look up the cast
Joe,
right now.
Joe? No, that was the main guy, right?
That was the main guy.
It was like Don no. King or Don. No,
that was like AR or something. Cast. Hold on.
I gotta just export something real quick. So keep talking.
Motherfucker, just do it.
No, it's fine. It's gonna take me 5 seconds.
Dude, I think that's the funniest part about this quarantine is that I still feel like I'm just busy. Like I'm not working kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it used to feel sort of just in terms of like just all we had to do is just sit around and make shit all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, so I'm looking up the guy's name from
He's the guy that like
Bogdan,
had like
Doc
he's
Annel,
the guy that
Doc Annel.
Doc. Yeah, I was close. I said Don.
Yeah, sorry. No, you're right. I shot you down. That's my bad. Dude, the fact that he, first of all, goes by Bhagavan is just like, when I heard him say that shit, I was like, get the, all the way the fuck out of here, man. There is nothing more that drives me crazy than like fucking like Hare Krishna dudes who like rename themselves, but they're like from fucking Orange County. It's like, yeah. Bruh, you are not fucking Swami Priyananda, whatever the fuck. You're David, and you shaved your head.
But I totally agree.
And what?
But it was also like that like before they revealed that, they went into his like sexual history with all of his like wives and and the fact that he would like groom these women. He would like recruit them when they were 16 or 17, and then like groom them to fuck him, and then. And then they wouldn't be able to leave because they had no idea what the fuck else to do.
Yeah. No.
That's a straight up abuse.
Yeah, that's dark, dude.
It's dark fucking shit. So when they said he called himself like the Lord or whatever, I was like, yeah, okay, that makes perfect fucking sense. This guy's another slimy douchebag.
Dude. And it's wild that, first of all, I would have thought there would have been way more discussion about him, at least, given the context, he's probably not that important in the scope of everything we got going on. But that's like some R. Kelly shit.
No, I know.
It's the same fucking thing.
Like, I feel like he has to be, there has to be some like investigation into that or something.
I mean, what can they do though? Those girls are like there now and
like I don't know, man. It's fucked up.
It's so wild.
It's really fucked up.
And you could see the look in his eye. That guy is off the rails, man.
Oh, he was awful. So, like, high on himself, too.
Yeah.
Like, they're all just so weirdly vain and, like, hedonistic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And what tripped me out was seeing that clip at the end of Joe, who is the Tiger King. He's, like, the basis of the documentary.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Seeing him like so loving of the animals and seeing him say like, oh, these animals belong in their natural habitats, which are not in America. And it's like the fact that they show that after and then you see what he had become, you're just like, God damn, what is it?
Oh my God, dude. When he at the end, when he drops that line where he's like about the orangutans or whatever, when he was like, we sent them to a zoo in Florida and they spent, you know, the first entire day together hugging each other because they were in separate cages for 10 years at my zoo. And I knowingly deprived them of that for 10 years. I knowingly deprived them of that love that they had for each other. I was like, that is heavy as fuck, dude.
Mm-hmm. And fuck, man, that man looking in the mirror moment he had right there. That shit is just deep, deep, regret. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Oh my God. That.
Oh, and then like the footage of him like in the prison, just like half of his head,
yeah,
looking at whatever that camera was,
mm-hmm.
and his bangs are all brown because the blonde is all grown out, and he's just like,
yeah,
wow, it's just depressing, dude. And like the weird irony of him ending up in a cage mm-hmm. for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Jesus, man, what brutal. A great show. So here's what's crazy.
Damn, look at that irony. Fucking awesome, awesome watch though.
I mean, it was, right?
No, it completely was.
What other shows make you feel like that?
No, that's the best doc I've seen in a minute. Anyway, you were about to say, here's the crazy thing.
Yeah, so we're...
I also want to talk...
Kelsey and I are like...
I really... Remind me after this, I don't want to forget the lady, Carol, who they think killed her husband.
Yeah.
But continue.
So, did I ever tell you about the time I went to this place in like?
And oh it was yeah.
Exotic animal shit. Okay, well it was exactly like that. That's what's throwing me off about the whole thing. I'm watching this and I'm like, I've been to one of these places and all the people there were exactly the fucking same as these people. It was a cult. So they had like, you know, these giant, we ended up there because I think I've told this on the podcast maybe before, but I'll just say it again because it's relevant. But it was one of my friend's relatives lived on this sanctuary. It was an exotic animal sanctuary. And so they had like 5 lions, like 10 giant tigers. They had like black panthers. They had cougars. They had everything on this giant, same thing, like giant plot of land, all... They built it out, cages, everything, and they had these insane animals. Like, we woke up and we stayed there because it was like we were road tripping, and so we had to stay there overnight. And my friend's like, yeah, my friend's relative lives on this exotic animal sanctuary. We can stay with them when we're passing through and they have some breakfast, say hi, and then we can leave. And I was like, okay, cool. And he's like, it's a cult, though. And I was like, well, what do you mean? He's like, it's a cult. It's a full-on cult. I don't know what that means. I just know it's a cult. We just be prepared to like see some weird shit. And I was like, okay, we're not gonna get like sacrificed or anything. He's like, I don't know, maybe. And I was like, well, let's go. I want to see some lions. And so we go there, and like, you know, they had all the crazy animals. Like, we woke up in the morning to like lions roaring. It was fucking bizarre. Like, it felt like we were straight up in South Africa or something like that. Anyways. We find out that we're basically like talking to them about, and I don't know how much of this I should like air out, but it's really fucking crazy and interesting. So we're like talking to them. It's like everything's normal. We're having dinner with them or whatever, and they're talking about their cat, and they're like, "Oh yeah, that cat is reincarnated." And we were like, "Oh, what's up?" And they were like, "Yeah, we had a cat that I was really close with. He passed away, and basically we brought him back into this cat's body, and now he's that cat. He's the old cat. He's not this cat anymore,
man."
And we're like, they were joking. So we were like, oh yeah, no, for sure, yeah. And they were like, no, this is the other cat. I know it's him. I can see it. I can sense it. I know it's him. We brought him back. And I was like, oh fuck. And that was just the start of it. Mm-mm. The rest of the day was so fucking weird, dude. We go to this giant dojo where they like all worship one of the women that lives there, and she's just a human woman. That's just like them, same age, and somehow she's convinced them to like all worship her. I don't know. It was crazy,
bro.
It was fucking crazy. And by the morning, we were like, all right, we gotta dip the fuck out of here. We were like, thanks for breakfast, bye.
That's impressive that you made it out of that. That's one, but two.
I mean, we were like legitimately like a little bit scared.
Bro.
We're like, what? We don't know what these people, what their motive is here.
This
clearly is some different shit.
I actually meant to text you because I was thinking about this story, and I was like, bro, what are the odds that Joe or like someone in that network sold those people some of those animals? You know what I mean? Because it seems like to obtain those animals, you have to be within like a specific, like a certain group, you know? Like, it seems like it was born out of like a group of people 20-30 years ago when owning exotic animals really wasn't illegal. Like, there were no laws around it. So these people are sort of like grandfathered in because they owned them in that time period, and they kind of grew up with it and know how to obtain them. And now it's probably really fucking hard, if at all. And so, you gotta figure like there is a connection there. Like maybe it's not direct, sure. But you know, maybe.
I kept thinking I was going to hear about the place that we went in the show. Like, because there's got to be not that many, like, you know, sanctuaries or zoos or whatever. Like, there's probably a handful of them.
You know, sorry, not to cut you off. I wonder if the whole obsession, because in Eastern mysticism, tigers, you know, they have like sort of spiritual, I don't want to say value, but it's like they have meaning. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, and like you'll see images of like swamis and stuff like meditating on like tiger skin or like whatever.
Mm.
And so I wonder if these people sort of, they get one and some of them find their way to like, I don't know, like yoga or like Hinduism or something. And then they start to like in their head make these weird connections. Like, I meditate with my tigers. I am fucking connected to God now. And then it just becomes this shit.
I am a god.
Yeah, then they start saying shit like, I reincarnated my tiger. And also, Mother Gaia is living in the fucking dojo over there, and you need to kiss her stomach before you leave.
Also, I am allowed to have 8 wives.
Yeah, yeah. I think I've told this.
They're all polygamists, too. What the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Such like some self-serving shit. I think I've told this story before, but it is relevant, and I'll make it really quick. I had my first developer job. One of my coworkers told me that he had a buddy who had joined a cult. No tigers, but he had joined some cult, and he joined the cult with his wife. And that was the premise for the cult, was that the leader could have sex with anyone, regardless of the woman's relationship with whoever. And so the guy heading up the cult sent this dude to go buy bonbons, and then the dude had an epiphany while buying these bonbons that this guy was fucking his wife while he was buying the bonbons. And I guess he walked from the whole thing like in that moment, like he was like, man, fuck this. I don't know the specifics of when he got out, but I was just like, we used to just die laughing at that because
Here's your bonbons, Mr. Mr. Lord,
buying them after sex treats, like just like laid up, and you're like, here you go. But no, it was specifically funny because at the company we worked at, it was like, they did all types of ad media in the building, and so like there were like factory workers and whatever. So we had these massive vending machines, and they sold crazy shit in there. One of them was just like ice cream, and there were bonbons in that bitch. So then we just used to buy them all the time and like laugh as we ate them.
And give them to each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey man, got you some bonbons. Yeah.
Thanks for fucking my wife, dude. Here you go.
Thanks for fucking my wife.
Yeah, bro. Go watch Tiger Kid. Oh, wait. Yeah, so Carol.
Yeah,
wife killer or husband killer. Do you think she did it?
I do think she did.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass, because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
She was the worst one, dude. She was the worst one. I hated her more than the other people.
No, she was what a self-entitled.
Everything she said made my skin just crawl.
I meant self-important. Like, she was just so fucking, just had her nose in the air about everything. It's like, man, who the fuck are you? You are no different. You are no different than these other people who want to own these tigers. And, you know, you do it under the guise of sort of, I'm helping. But it's so insane to be like,
yeah,
only I deserve to take care of big cats because I know how to do it. Why? Because you loved big cats since you were young? That's everyone else.
Yeah. And I mean, what really like made it clear to me that she's the exact same was, you know, this woman basically is like lobbying for like the ethical treatment of big cats and not to breed them and not to sell them and stuff like that. And so she rescues them from places that do that, from places that breed them and sell them to like celebrities and stuff like that. She'll rescue these cats and then they live on her zoo, and she'll take people out, charge them for tours,
yep,
and shit like that. But then all of her workers are fucking volunteers.
Yeah.
She doesn't pay them a cent.
Yeah.
And she has like 100 people working for her, mm-hmm, like on Christmas and shit like that. Fuck you.
Yeah. Piece of dog shit. The fuck out of here. Oh, and her fucking weak ass. That guy, I've never thought of the word beta in a serious way. I looked at that dude. That's the first time I actually used that word. I'm like, holy fuck. This dude is beta as shit.
He's a simp.
Big simp.
The first time I've been able to like use that word legitimately. He's a simp.
Dude, the way he just sort of like just hangs his teeth on her and fucking just sucks and eats everything she says and like makes it his opinion is fucking foul. Like, what a spineless little fucker that guy is.
Yeah. I mean, the very first thing you hear from him in the show is, I will do everything I can to make Carol happy, ugh, no matter what the conditions.
Ugh.
And you're like, what?
Yeah.
We don't even know you, dude. Say hi or something. Introduce yourself, maybe. That's his identity. I'm the man that does what Carol wants, and I will get her bonbons if she chooses.
Yeah.
If she so desires them.
Ugh. I think the biggest thing I took from the doc was, man. So I think Making a Murderer was interesting because it exposed basically all these people in major cities who don't understand the Midwest or like that weird shit goes on. It's like, whoa, dude, the justice system is fucked up. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Netflix is in this thing with documentaries like that where they just have to keep like one-upping. You know, I feel like the next big one was Wild Wild Country, this big cult that like had its own nation, like, or like was trying to form its own territory and shit. Like, that's crazy.
Yep.
And now they're here with these stories of people who are so specific and so wild. You know, it's like, oh, this shit like writes itself kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, it's good. Yeah, but what the fuck can they do after this? Like, they're in this shitty position where they can't beat the last thing they made, I feel like. Or, like, you know, they can, clearly, but it just takes more and more intensity. Like, the next one has to be, you know, proving that coronavirus was an engineered weapon. Like, that's the only... they're just going to turn into InfoWars.
Yeah, that'll be the next one for sure, yeah. Yeah. Coronavirus was a weapon invented by a polygamist who also owned tigers.
Yeah, and formed a cult. And
yeah,
was wrongfully incarcerated for the murder of
Stephen Avery or whatever.
Teresa Halbach, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the Marvel Universe of fucking documentary characters from Netflix. Oh my god, dude. Oh my god, dude. It's just,
that's really funny,
dude,
actually.
It's just fucking it's Joe the Tiger King. He's with his tigers and monkeys. It's him, And the villains are Doc Annell, Carol, and who
Wait,
else?
What's that guy's last name? Annell?
Antle. A-N-T-L-E.
Antle. Oh, I thought it was Anal for a second.
Doc Annell. We'll call Annell. That'll be his name. Doc Annell.
Doc Annell, yeah.
It's Doc Annell. Carol, the husband killer.
Yep.
And the Rajneeshis. And like they're the evil, right? And it's Joe.
Yeah.
And then who's Stephen Avery's son or whatever?
I don't know. I never watched that one.
You didn't? What?
No, I didn't watch that. Is that To Make a Murderer?
Yeah, Making a Murderer.
No, Making a Murderer, yeah. I didn't watch that one.
Hold on.
I watched like the first couple episodes, I think.
Hold on. No, dude, I got
And fucking Jiro from Dreams of Sushi. Yeah. That's not a Netflix one, is it?
Yeah, that's not a Netflix one.
He's one of the good guys.
He's one of the good guys. Who the fuck else? Brendan Dassey. That's his name. Brendan Dassey. Now look up Brendan Dassey real quick. All right. So here's what I'm picturing. I'm picturing Joe in like the fucking final scene from the Avengers where they have like the big war and they open up the portal to like Wakanda and shit.
Okay. So who's this guy?
Brendan Dassey, dude. Wow. He was like, he is the basis of Making a Murderer. He supposedly was like a witness to Stephen Avery, like killing, I don't know, somebody. I forget now at this point. But my main thing here is Brendan loved wrestling. Okay. So Joe comes in and he lets the animals out. They open up a portal to his fucking zoo in Florida, and he comes running through that bitch with all these tigers. And he's like, "Get him! Go on, get! Go on, get!" And all the tigers and the monkeys go out and start beating Doc and his COVID vixen's asses. And then Brendan Dassey comes from the top, like through a portal from the top rope out of his cell, and he can. He comes down with a cage over Carol, and he gets in a cage match with Carol and Doc Annell, and he wins by way of...
And then what's Jiro doing? Just chopping sushi on the
side?
Yeah,
no, he's like cutting sushi, and he's feeding everyone, making sure they're good
nice
to fight.
And fed.
Yeah, they're good to fight. I just keep picturing Brendan.
We should sell this idea, dude. That's the only way they're going to be able to top what they've done.
They make
it's a natural next step for them.
They make a pro wrestling league out of all these fucking villains they've created in the world. Oh my fucking god, dude.
Tonight's Hell in the Cell, Brendan Dassey versus Doc Annell.
Jesus fucking Christ,
good.
Dude.
That's really good.
Man, I gotta well, that's a good one. Oh, my
oh
God.
By the way, dude, did you? We're not gonna say the name of it or anything like that. But you saw that TikTok I sent you from the house.
Oh yeah,
the real life
L
house.
Yeah. We came across an actual L house, and we cannot. It's mean.
It exists. It already fucking exists. It's
mean.
So good too.
Oh my God, it's bad. Oh my God, it's bad, bro. None of them.
It's perfect.
None of them can dance.
It's perfect.
And
they're all.
I can promise you this. They are swagless.
Zero drip, dude.
And that's mean to say. I feel like a real asshole saying that, but I fucking swear on my life, it is universal. Anyone would look at this and go, "Oh man, what the fuck, dude?" It's like they copied all the e-boy tropes, but they don't do it good enough. You know what I mean?
They don't have it.
No, it's like they do the center
they don't
part,
have it.
But they leave too much hair on. It's like...
It's just a little bit off.
Everything is just so weird.
They're like always a little bit off beat.
Yeah.
They're using jokes wrong.
It's
so funny.
You could tell like there's a degree of... It's like there's a palpable insecurity. In the movements, like they're... Like, there's nothing worse than an insecure fuckboy. You know what I mean? Like a guy shyly licking between his fingers is like, it's worse than creepy. You just feel really bad for him.
Yeah. I totally agree. Yeah, if you're a fuckboy, you gotta own it.
Yeah.
You might as well.
I'm just thinking about them like making that motion to like lick between their fingers, but then like they get cold feet. And so like they just kind of like kiss where the clit would be and stop.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass, because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Oh, that's creeping me out.
Yeah. Or like,
and just laughing,
yeah, or crying as they're doing it. Oh my god, damn it, dude! Yeah,
I can make that pussy rent.
Bro, I found this dude's TikTok. He didn't get a lot of views, but then he did the Kevin Gates sound. It ain't nothing to fuck your bitch though. Like he did that, and it went off. So he tried a few other sounds and, you know, he dropped back to his previous engagement. So he did the sound again and it banged again. And I was just like crying, laughing at the idea of, you know, hitting a few and being like, let me just go back to what I know. Just, ain't
yeah, this is me now.
Bitch, though.
this is me now. Back to what I know. That's so funny.
And then just repeatedly doing that sound. That's his entire
It's like
account.
An artist. It's like an artist finding his sound.
Yeah.
Or her sound. It's like that, but it's like, finally I found what works.
Yeah, I found what works for me.
I don't want to be the guy that's just doing the Kevin Gates sound all the time, all right? I need to try more things.
Oh, poor guy, man.
Dude, it's like all the top people will do... If a dance pops, they'll just do it over and over and over and over again, and it's yeah. the same every time.
Yeah, Have you been on the talk? You been on there?
What do you mean been on the talk?
Like you just browse it? Like you're just on there?
Yeah, I've been. Yeah, man. What else is there to fucking do right now?
Okay.
There's some funny shit on there.
I've not been on. I've been
I've been an active user for the past couple weeks.
Been playing the new COD. That shit is I've never played a Call of Duty in my life.
And you like it?
I do. It's fun. It's definitely fun.
It's a great franchise. I just the day that you guys booted it up and started playing together, that was the day I had uninstalled it.
No,
I just
no
needed
way.
Extra fucking space on my hard drive. It's 90 gigs or whatever, so
yeah,
I deleted
it's
it.
It's massive.
And now I'm just not going to read that. I can't. I pulled up Fortnite again. I played with Sam, and I was like, I don't know. I felt myself getting sucked back in a little bit.
Fortnite is, we're not going to talk about it. It's a game.
It's a game
for kids. It's a game for kids. I feel bad that I ever gave a single fuck about that game. How did I just fall for the kids' game? Of the generation. How did I just fall in?
But you're
that?
Saying Call of Duty, that's a man's game.
Yeah, bro. That's a gamer's game.
So what's up with Warzone? It looks like it's the same thing.
All right. If we're doing this, okay, fair. So
I've never played Call of Duty before, so Sam tells me it's similar in some of the mechanics, and most people who play Call of Duty feel like it's the same game. But it's just a battle royale. So you drop in, but I think they figured out interesting ways to keep it. It always feels like there's action. So they took the aspect of Counter-Strike for when you kill someone, you get money, and you can get money in-game. And the money within Warzone is called CP, which is really unfortunate.
An unfortunate acronym.
Sam was like, what does that mean? Coin points?
Oh, damn. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. So every time you kill someone, you get some CP. Isn't that nice?
Jesus fuck, dude.
Just get a little bit of CP. All right, let me stop that bit. So,
yeah, one of the challenges is called Pizzagate. It's really fun.
And you can go to this island.
Oh, fuck off.
You go to this little island.
On this plane.
And the flight records are deleted. So you don't have to worry about anyone knowing you went to those to this island. And there's actually celebrity cameos on that island. Oh, my God, dude. So you kill someone, you get CP.
Okay.
And no, but this is actually dope. So the money lets you buy certain shit. Like you can buy better guns. You can buy self-revive. And so I think that's a big one is you can get self-revive. And then let's say you die before you can purchase a self-revive. You go to a gulag where you can one-on-one someone for the chance to respawn. So if you win, you go back into the game. And you can like meet up with whoever. And then if you die again, your friends can get money and buy you back and like respawn you in the game. So it's like, it's not like Fortnite where you're fucking waiting forever to just play for 2 minutes. Like it's just constant action.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
So I think that aspect of it is what keeps people in it. It's because it's more. Fortnite.
Oh, it's like just a battle royale too.
Yeah. So like you're still dropping. The thing that Sam came up with, we did this on stream yesterday. I was fucking hysterical. Is when we drop out of a plane, we'll like Sam will pick someone. Cause what it is as you're dropping in, you spawn with a pistol. So we'll cut our parachutes and we'll shoot a person in the sky. So it forces them to panic drop. And so the three of us follow him down, and then by the time he's on the ground, he's low health, and we just melee him, and the melee is just punching, so we're just jumping him, and he's like trying to kill us, but when someone goes down, you can hear their in-game mic, it's proximity microphone, so you can hear them like screaming and like getting so pissed off for like 2 seconds, so like you're just beating the shit out of them, they're like, dude, what the fuck, and then they just get...
And it's cutting in and out.
Dude.
What? Wait. Ooh. Ah.
They get so fucking
so you can hear their mic when you're close to them?
Yeah, just when they're down.
Oh, what? That's sick.
Dude, it is so fucking funny. It's so goddamn
funny. Damn
it, now
I want to play this shit, dude.
Dude, we were playing yesterday, and these two dudes were like swapping weapons in like in the open area, and I just like clapped them both, and one of them was like...
Oh, wait. Warzone is Call of Duty? It's the same game?
Yeah.
This is the one you've been playing?
Yeah, it's Call of Duty Warzone. Oh, my fucking God,
oh,
bro.
Oh, I'm fucking stupid. I thought there were two different... Oh,
no.
I'm an idiot.
Dummy. Straight dummy over here. Bro. Oh, my God. It's the funniest thing ever. It's so goddamn funny.
Damn it, I want to play.
Yeah, no, we should, dude.
175 gigabytes available hard drive space. All right, never mind.
Somebody's on today, boys. Yeah. It's good, though, man.
So you've been playing games?
Yeah, games, and I've been trying streaming, yeah. I've been streaming a ton. I've been trying to write like music ideas here and there. I have like some bullshit scratches, but they're whack, so I'm not gonna.
Oh, Baby No Money sent me some, or he sent me basically, I picked one of, I like wrote some shit to one of his songs, and then he was like, dude, if we just send this back and forth, and then if Noel wants to get on, he'll write four, I'll write four, I can send it to Gravy, he can write four.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, that'd be kind of just fun.
No, it would.
Not, like, even if we don't put it out, it'd be fun to, like, just make a song all together, like, by just doing, writing four bars, sending it. Because it, like, takes the pressure off. Like, then you don't have to do an actual session. You just, like, write four stupid bars.
No, I like that. I like that a lot. I'd still have to go to that folder you sent me. I completely... Shit, it just escapes me now. Do you get that right now? Like, do you feel like time is just sort of fucking a bit, like, amorphous? Like, it just... I don't know.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's why I didn't fucking that's why I haven't showered, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Not fair.
Yesterday, I was doing shit. I was like chatting with Christian. I forget. He like hit me up with some question, or maybe it was the other way around or something like that.
Wait, which one?
And he was like, Christian Diamond Pistols.
Okay.
And I forget what it was. Anyways, he was like, do you want to try and make a song on stream? And I was like, yeah, that'd be fun. So yesterday we like spent some time on Discord and like figuring out his audio routing and stuff like that, so that when he's making the beat, it comes through to my stream. But then we can flip it so that when I'm writing lyrics, it works the other way. And so we like basically, I didn't stream, but we recorded ourselves like making a little song.
Okay.
And so we're gonna like actually try and do it.
Fucking Spock and I wanted to have a session like on Twitch.
Yeah.
But the only thing that held me back from that is, you know that period where the beat is just looping and there's nothing going
yeah,
on?
Yeah.
And it's like, you can sit there and talk to the chat, but it's like, then you're not writing anything. So, like, that was always my apprehension is, what the fuck do you do in that? Because, you know, like, the Cave and shit, they're freestyling, but there's definitely a period where they're sitting there, like, just writing. And
that's the
part they don't show. So that's always
the thing
been
is,
my...
Like, I'm not gonna try
whatever
like
song,
make it,
then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm not gonna try and like make it good. Like yesterday, I just wrote some like really really stupid shit, but like it's just for the sake of showing people like how the process like kind of works.
No, totally.
I think it could be cool.
I this was like before like the simp meme happened, but like I was joking about like I had like found some beat on stream and then.
Dude.
I mean, what?
Someone just subscribed to my Twitch, so I got the little animation just popped up.
Oh, nice. Just randomly?
Yeah, I hope that...
No,
Nate,
I
make
fucking...
sure you put that in the video.
Yeah, Nate. Yeah. Fucking... I put it on SoundCloud. It's called fucking Discord Bay. And I'm, like, bummed because it's, like, pretty much the same premise as, like, the simp thing. And I'm like, damn it, if I just said, like, did that a little bit later... Could have been a nice little, you know, nice little.
Also, we should make something together. Like, have Spock make a beat, and we'll both just like write to it separately.
Yeah, that's I mean, he's got plenty sitting around.
We should just do that.
Let's just do it this week. I'm fucking unrelated. I mean, just to speaking of streaming, so I shaved my head on stream. If somehow you missed that.
Oh yeah, right. I was gonna start with that. Baldy locks.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to fade the sides, but I don't know, man. I might keep it.
You should have went down all the way to the skin, dude.
Honestly, the clippers I got suck, and it would have like hurt my head.
I'm kidding.
Oh, I mean, I've done it before. I debated it.
You've gone all the way bald before. You've shaved it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like what, gone down to a one?
No, it's like a half step. It's like lower than a one, but it's like just before like the bear clipper. So
damn, really?
Yeah. It's bald-headed
felon,
dude.
Bald and beautiful, man.
Bald and beautiful, yeah. I talked all that shit about you going bald, so I just had to do it for you.
Yeah.
I sacrificed my hair to the hair gods, so now you'll never go bald.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
It's my ultimate move.
Appreciate the offering.
As a friend.
Yeah.
That's actually what happens. You see the hair god at 40, and he asks you if you have anyone to sacrifice, and if you don't, he takes your hair.
That's why I've been, you know, shaving my pubes for this many years, dude. I just donate them to the hair god.
Yeah.
Just with the hopes that he'll save what's on my head.
Well, it gets really annoying when your tiger eats your pubes for, you know, because I reincarnated my wife into my tiger. And she's always hungry for my pubes, and I'm always trying to make my offering. I say, honey, please. So then I have to get one of my, as I call them, cat mothers to take my wife away from me. All my cat mothers are 18, freshly 18.
Dude, when that chick said that they just made the appointment for her to get fake tits.
Oh, bro.
And she just did it to get a break from work. I was like, dude, that's so illegal.
Oh, insanely
and
illegal.
And fucked up.
But, you know, she got some yitties out of it.
She got some big knockers.
That's I'm for fucking, sure. Fucking, I thought the director was just going to be gross right there for a second and be like, could we perhaps? No? Okay. Just wondering if we could just.
Yeah. We're getting kind of, we're not, you know, not sure if you're being totally truthful with that big sweater you got on. So
we just want to make sure.
We just want to, you know, just.
Could
just,
we perhaps yeah. see you in the costume?
We wouldn't
you used
be doing
to
our
wear.
Jobs if we. Yeah. 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 Why don't you throw that on? Oh, that's another thing, dude. The fucking outfits he made them wear.
Oh, man. What
the one
fuck?
Piece, like, tiger, looks like a Halloween costume.
Bro, just admit you're a furry.
Sexy. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just admit it. You want to fuck the tigers, dude.
Yeah. Fucking old bestiality head ass.
Don Anal.
Don Anal, man. The fucking, the ultimate villain. Wait. You know what we got to talk about real quick? And this is going to take it a bit serious direction, but, yo, this $2 trillion fucking stimulus package. What the fuck? Did you read
about
this?
What
about it? I mean, it's the biggest stimulus package ever, man.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. So that's just like money they're pumping into the economy?
Yeah, because it's to... I read parts of it, so it's going to give a $1,200 check to everyone who makes 70K and under. And then like up to 99,000, you get like a discounted check. It's like you lose 50 bucks... for every or like you lose 50, it's like some weird number, but you basically lose $50 for every 1,000 up to like 99, and then if you're over that you don't get any money. And then, dude, they're spending $367 billion on like a small business bailout package. So I don't know how it works, but I'd assume that if you're a small business you can apply to the government for aid. It's basically like unemployment for a small business to pay your employees because you're not making any income, which is cool, right? If you're a small business, that's fucking, but who knows what the fucking details of that are. And then
is
just
some of
like,
that going to the airlines too? Like, is it big business as well? Like, are they bailing
that
out
part?
The,
I don't know.
Boeing stock like jumped today.
I mean, I think all stocks jumped on the premise that there's going to be money pushed around. So I would assume, yeah, there's probably money going to like big corporations.
Trump's just trying to get the economy just back, and he just like I was on his Twitter this morning. He's just like,
"Oh yeah, he's hitting
we're
it
at
like
this,
a,
we're at
like
this
a,
weird point where it's like the virus. It sorry, to, we're not going to talk about it at all.
We're not going to talk about it. No.
Where like the virus is like accelerating, but we've been quarantined for like a week now. So Trump is like, "All right, let's get back to what we're doing.
Yeah,
let's get this economy back, pump some money in, and we'll all get started and work again.
It's like
who do we trust? I don't know." I don't know what to do. Do I stay in my house? Do I act like everything's cool?
It's the most insane moral dilemma in a minute.
Because it's like if let's say like unemployment gets really high and we're all of a sudden in a depression, like people will die from that.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, what are you gonna do? You're either gonna not make money, and I'm sorry for taking it here, but I do feel like. It is important to discuss, even for just a few minutes. I feel like it's worth talking about. We don't have to be too specific about what the options are. It's just a crazy moral dilemma.
Yeah, it really is.
And it sucks because now I think there's always going to be this feeling of like, well, what the fuck? Could this have been prevented? Like, what things could we have done? And, you know, Now, the thing that fucks me up about it is the story keeps evolving, and I keep getting told, like, direct information from people in healthcare that really contradict some of these attitudes that people have, the main one being, oh, if you're young, you can fight it off.
Yeah, same.
And
there's so much opposing shit, it's just like, I'm just going to not leave my house.
No, yeah, I mean, it, and that is completely, we are so fucking, you know, extremely lucky that we can work in the capacity that we do. But yeah. I mean, at minimum, I think the stimulus is I'm glad some money will be put into people's pockets as opposed to none.
Yeah.
But
totally.
You know, it's just crazy. I mean, just seeing that number, 2 fucking trillion, I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah. One thing I thought was interesting was that, like, someone said that, you know, just like after 9/11, where you know, TSA, I mean, TSA like wasn't a thing before, was it? I don't think so. Right? Just basic airport security, but never what it was after 9/11. This will be kind of like, you know, like there's going to be some, I feel like washing hands and everything. It's like culturally we're going to change after this.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
in terms of like making sure things are sanitized and like avoiding another pandemic like this.
Yeah, TSA was created in 01. So yeah. Yeah, I think that's kind of the new era, I think, is this shit where, you know, I mean, people talk about like antibiotics has changed our immune systems and stuff like that. So it makes you wonder if going forward, if, yeah, not only just like being sanitary and being, you know, preventative in the context of a pandemic, but I wonder if it's just going to change a lot of things, like what animals we consume, how we, you know, like, is it going to make everyone take a second look at really like what we're putting into our bodies and the types of shit we're putting out into the world? You know, like that fucking, that disease, and admittedly, I watched that Rogan podcast where he talked to that dude. Goddamn, what is his name?
Yeah.
Does it not matter? The fucking chronic wasting disease in deer? Oh my God.
What's that?
It's like literally what it sounds like, but basically there are these deer that are, I think they're bred for consumption, and some of them from like hormones and shit, and I'm probably butchering this, so really take this with a grain of salt, but basically deer experience chronic wasting disease where like they fucking, their body like physically like liquefies. Like, remember we were joking about shitting out our spleen? Like that type of shit is going on. And it's like,
that's scary.
Yeah. So it only affects deer as of now. But the concern is that chronic wasting disease is like a latent thing inside deer meat, and people eat that shit. So now the
wait, and he's saying this to Joe Rogan?
No, Joe was talking about it because he knows, because he's like big on hunting and like eating fucking.
Yeah, he loves
game.
Fucking eating.
Yeah,
elk, but, and shit like that.
But he kind of became hip to the fact that it could be in the food, and there. What if there is a fucking scenario where that disease jumps from animals to humans and humans, yeah, and like
I don't want to think about that.
So, anyway. It's a good little scare before we get into the bonus episode.
You got the melt?
Yeah, bro.
Dude,
got the melt?
I'm melting, bro. Dripping right now, dude.
Literally dripping, dude. My
dude,
fucking,
you're dripping, bro.
My balls are falling out of my face, dude.
I had to turn auto-tune on just for the last five minutes.
Fine.
Just
makes it a little bit less serious.
I don't even turn my fucking record.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can.
Oh my God, we are melting in the face.
Melting.
I have chronic wasting disease.
Coronavirus, we're not talking about it.
All right, I guess we shall move on to the fun zone.
Yeah, yeah, let's do it. We got to talk about Paul Zimmer.
Oh, do we? Damn.
Well, someone just, you know, let me disable.
I'll well, all right, let's that's going to that's it for the regular episode. So
thanks for joining us.
And if you're a Patreoner, we'll see you in the next half.
Sorry that we couldn't do today's in person, but you know how.
Yeah. Really, I mean, and just for, you know, for a little while, or for the next couple episodes at least, it might just have to be this way.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway. We'll play by ear, but like I don't know. I got a cough a couple nights ago, and it just freaked me the fuck out, dude. I, not that we're gonna talk about the virus or anything like that, but
no, not at all.
I was walking my dog, and I made the mistake of coughing outside.
Uh-huh.
And so I just, you know, it was just instinctively had to cough. So I cough as I'm turning around, and there's this woman at the other end of the walkway. And she looks at me, pulls up her shirt over her mouth. We're like, granted, you know, we're like 50 yards away from each other.
No way.
She pulls up her thing over her thing. And I know this woman, too. I know her. I've spoken to her before. We're friends.
Yeah.
Pulls her thing over her face like this, looks at me in the face. And then I, because my house is that way, so I start walking that way. And she does a full 180.
Just gets out of there.
Dips the fuck out.
Wow.
Like that, and I was like, damn. Wow. That's crazy. I should not have done, like, I just felt weird. I don't know. It was bizarre.
Oh man, the coughing meme came to life. Is this the bonus or is now the bonus?
Yeah, let's pop into the bonus. All right, thanks guys. Bye.